Hey, Larson.
Hey, is this Scott?
It is.
Hey, Scott, this is Joel with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thanks for asking. Not sure if you remember, we spoke earlier this year. We were talking about that you're trying to buy a F-350 with a dump bed.
Yeah.
Did you end up pulling the trigger on that?
Going to be very soon.
Oh, okay. When are you looking to purchase it?
Probably in the next month.
The next month, okay. Do you already have a vendor picked out that you want to buy it from?
Vendor, yes. Financing, no.
Okay, we can do the financing for you.
Okay.
Do you already have the quarter invoice from them?
No, I don't, because I know what the truck's going to be, but I don't know what all the accoutrements, like the bed and all those things are going to be. But I'm thinking it's going to be. I'm thinking it's going to be in about the $75,000 range, and I'm going to put $25,000 down on it.
Oh, okay. That's exactly what you told me almost a year ago. It was the same thing. You wanted to put $25,000 down, and it was about $75,000.
Yep.
Okay. And then are you adding on, or are you replacing?
Replacing.
Replacing, okay. And are you replacing because the other one is, like, breaking down, or
it's
just doesn't have the bell and the whistle? Old, okay. How old is it?
2000.
Okay.
The problem is up in this area, the rust just eats the hell out of stuff.
And then also, I'm sure you could probably tow, you know, large loads too. So it's probably
it's completely an element of the weather and the salt on the roads.
Oh, I see. Okay. Okay, because is it about a snowstorm?
Oh yeah.
Oh, oh man.
Last year we did not. Yeah. Well, it is what it is. You know, gives you things to keep warm with.
Yeah, okay. And then do you do residential and commercial, or do you just specialize on one side?
Residential and commercial.
Oh, both, okay. Do you work with the government at all?
No. Well, the Postal Service.
Postal Service, oh, okay.
But most government agencies have now gone to third-party vendors, so it is what it is.
Yeah. How's business been for you?
Sure. Thank you.
That's good? Are you on
Hello?
A job site right now? Are you on a job site right now?
Yeah, I am on a job site right now.
Okay. Well, I won't keep you much longer. It sounds like you have a lot going on there. But I have your email from last time, splarsoninc@aol.com. Is that still good for you?
It is.
Okay. So what all I would need for your application is just a one-page app, last 6 months of bank statement and most recent tax return, and then just the equipment quote, and I'll be able to get you some numbers to look at.
Out of curiosity, what are your rates right now for something like that? And I'm sure they vary, but...
Yeah, so for equipment financing, it starts in a low mid-single digits. So it starts at like 3-4, and it goes up from there.
Okay.
And then it just depends on, you know, your credit, your business credit, because it's a business loan, so it's going to look at the business
mm-hmm.
credit. And also kind of like what your cash flow looks like. And also your tax return to see the, the profits and stuff like that.
Sure.
How's your credit like?
Average.
Average? National average about 680-ish right now. Do you think you're around that?
Yeah, probably a little lower than that.
Okay, no worries. And do you know when you'll be able to get, like, the invoice and quote for the truck you want to buy?
I could get it this week.
Okay, perfect. Sounds good. And then would you be interested in working capital, too? Because I could look at both of them for you.
Nah, working capital isn't something that I'd really entertain.
Have you ever used one before?
I have a friend that I can, quite frankly, borrow money from anytime
uh-huh.
I want. So.
Oh, okay. That must be nice.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Do you have other trucks you work with, or you only have one and you're just replacing that one?
No, I have 11.
Oh, wow. Good amount. Did you finance those last time, or did you pay cash for them?
Most of it goes through Ford Motor Credit.
Oh, I see. Okay. From, like, directly from the dealership?
Correct.
Okay. Okay. What I can do is I can run and see what kind of numbers that we can come out with first, and then if it's something that's more expensive than what you did before, what I can do is I can beat that for you too. So I'll first run what we have for you first, and then we can go from there. So I'll send over the email with the application right now, and then do you know when you might be able to gather everything for me?
It'll probably be in the next 2 days.
In the next 2 days.
I
Okay,
mean,
sounds good.
I don't want to commit to tomorrow, but realistically, I don't think I'll be able to get to it tonight.
Yeah, exactly. And I know you're busy. So, how about this? I'll look out for it in the next 2 days, and then if not, I'll touch base with you on late Wednesday to see where we're at with everything.
That'll be fine.
Okay. All right. I'll talk to you then.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.